And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter with this local news. Juneau's new mayor and three new assembly members will be sworn in at City Hall tonight. As the newly elected leaders prepare to take over, I sat down with outgoing Mayor Ken Kelsch to look back on his time serving Juneau. When I arrive at City Hall for a final interview with Mayor Ken Kelsch, he insists on giving me a tour of his bright blue office.
Well, I'll tell you, let's start right here. When I moved in, there was a desk facing that way. There were shelving in front of the door.
He takes pride in the local art and historical memorabilia he's filled it with during his term. Paintings and photos cover the walls, things donated, gifted, or brought from Kelsch's home. He gestures to one wall lined with portraits.
Then we found all the former mayors since unification and put their pictures up one by one. Some of them have come in and demanded that we switch out their pictures for better ones. So.
Kelsch is 74 now. Before he entered Juneau's political arena, he was an English teacher at Juneau Douglas High School for years. Then he worked for Customs and Border Protection before retiring in 2014.
What got you into politics originally?
Right here.
He leads me to his desk and picks up a wooden plaque with a quote from 18th century Irish politician Edmund Burke. It reads, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing."
Yeah, you can either talk about things or you can do things.
Kelsch would be the first to tell you that the circumstances that led to his election were unusual. After Mayor Greg Fisk died suddenly a little more than a month after taking office in 2015, the city and borough held a hasty special election to replace him. Not a lot of candidates were prepared to run at short notice.
So it was one of those deals where, you know, needed to step up. I had been on the assembly for 6 years prior and just decided that couldn't find anybody to run and did not want to just let it slide by without any competition.
Kelsch won that election the following March. Though he would serve a slightly abridged term, it was destined to be an eventful one. Just after taking office, he oversaw the transition of a new city manager and found himself named in a lawsuit filed in federal court. That costly legal battle over tax revenue between the city and the cruise ship industry is still ongoing. From there, Kelsch went on to see controversial votes on issues like banning the homeless from camping downtown and whether to put an advisory question about childcare on the October municipal ballot.
Is there one thing that happened while you were mayor that you will look back on as your proudest accomplishment?
No, because I don't think that you go into the office trying to establish a legacy. You know, the legacy is that hopefully I've served and served well.
When he announced his decision not to seek re-election in August, Kelsch said it was because he felt it was time for a new generation to step up.
You work with the hand that you're dealt, and you try to make it better. And even now, there's going to be a huge change in the assembly, and that will make a difference in how they attack issues.
As far as what's next, Kelsch is content not knowing.
And that's why it's called retirement, right? I'm not very good at retirement, so we'll see how we do.
At tonight's assembly meeting, Kelsch will take his leave along with Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis, who's running for State House District 34. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter. And today we present the first of our red carpet concert celebration sessions. Juneau Chilcat Weaver, performing artist and fashion designer Lily Hope, performs her poem, One Square Inch, about adventures in Chilcat weaving.
One square inch. Traded for 3 hours of my life. These finger-twined braided shapes mimicking our form line art. One square inch, 14 miles up the mountain for cedar bark and mountain goat, hunted, harvested, thanked, skinned, stripped, spun, animal and plant become one. One square inch. 6 pounds of wool, hand-dyed, hemlock bark, wolf moss, copper shards, and human urine saved for many days. One square inch. Hundreds of years, woven documents, histories of our people, clan stories, recognition. these Chilkat robes, these inches, bestowing honor. One square inch, weaving four generations, honoring our teacher's oral traditions, her dreams, her insistence, practicing gratitude for this gift. One square inch, kilos of cultural pressure, heavy taboos, heavy, heavy taboos, no five-fingered hands, sparing use of red, abstain from your men. These Chilkat inches, we lead our daughters to weave. Weaving one square inch, weighing minutes between joy for weaving and frustration for having to care for self and attend the husband and play with your kids, clean the house. These minutes I could be weaving, these inches I could be weaving. Oh, but having to seek balance in all. One square inch. Unity of women gathered together seeking weaving camaraderie, dropping into meditation, training apprentices to take our places, learning these inches until they can weave. One square inch embodied every day, chaos organized, universe aligned, twine by twine, braid by braid, these life-giving inches in the Tlingit robes of our lives.
That's Lily Hope performing One Square Inch in Chilkat Weaving. The recording is part of the Red Carpet Celebration Sessions, a video series featuring Alaska Native artists filmed during Celebration 2018. That was created in collaboration with Kindred Post and Trickster Company. You can watch the full performance at ktoo.org. And the surviving passenger of a deadly Alaska helicopter crash told U.S. investigators that the aircraft entered a free fall from about 500 feet in the air before it smashed onto a beach in Glacier Bay National Park last month. The Juneau Empire reports the National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report last week on the September 28th crash that killed both pilots and an 11-year-old boy. The helicopter had taken off from Juneau and was traveling to Yakutat. Federal investigators have closed their investigation into a decade-old fatal plane crash mystery on Admiralty Island. The Juneau Empire reports the National Transportation Safety Board last week issued its final report in the 2008 crash that claimed the lives of pilot Brian Andrews and his son Brandon. Investigator Michael Hodges concluded that Andrews, who at the time was Alaska's Deputy Commissioner of Revenue, accidentally flew his plane into a mountain amid worsening weather conditions. Hodges' report concludes a mystery that began on August 9, 2008. The pair was missing and presumed dead until October 2017, when a deer hunter found the wreckage of their aircraft on a heavily forested mountainside near a lake. Brian and Brandon's remains were found in the plane's wreckage. And as sea ice melts, a lawsuit making its way through federal court in Alaska will decide whether Pacific walruses should be listed as a threatened species, giving them additional protections. Walruses use sea ice for giving birth, nursing, and resting between dives for food, but the amount of ice over several decades has steadily declined because of climate warming. Walruses by late summer come ashore in Alaska and Russia because ice recedes beyond the shallow continental shelf where walruses can dive for clams. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says walruses are adapting to less ice, and no one has proven that they need added protection. The Center for Biological Diversity is fighting the decision. Climate Science Director Shay Wolf says walruses on shore have suffered stampede deaths and are pushed from feeding areas. And that's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom.